Sharing is caring. Amen. Come on, that means a lot to me when we can share the love of God and when God knows that we love him enough to share our love with others. Amen. Come on, when we can't share with others, then it becomes a selfishness that's about us. And God is never that. Come on, we can teach a lot of things about who God is, but he's never selfish. So the moment we become selfish and everything is mine and yours and this and that, then it's not even about God. This is my church. I hate when people say that. This ain't Paul's church. Because the moment it become mine, it ain't God's. So don't call it my church. Amen. Come on, I'm going to the Lord's church. I'm going to God's church. Amen. Come on, you can say I'm the pastor here, but don't say it's my church. Amen. Because when we take ownership of things, then we take it away from God. Amen. Come on, we are the owners of nothing, but we are the stewards of everything. We share in this with God. Come on, everything we have, everything we do, everything we get, we shared it with God. God shared it with you. Amen. You wouldn't have it unless God said, bless them. Indeed, let them have it. You wouldn't have it. Amen. So when we get it, we sharing, it's because God shared with us. Amen. Come on, sharing is caring. Amen. Come on, John chapter 13 gives us some real good insight. And not only for us as adults, but even for our young kids, to help us to understand God's plan for the idea of sharing and giving our hearts and sharing the love of God with other people. Because many times we become selfish, even that. The greatest gift that we could give away that don't cost you nothing. Didn't cost you a penny. Didn't cost you 1 cent. And all God says, give it away. You got it. Give it away. Because what I gave you, if you can't give it away, then it really ain't yours. We've got to get it in our spirit to get out of this selflessness and this selfishness. Because sometimes God says we're not selfish enough. We're not in a place where we are able to give it away, even though we got it, but we're not willing to give it away. See, and that never can be the case when we talk about the love of God. Come on, the scripture says, freely we get, freely we give. Didn't that cost you anything? So we have to wrap our arms around it. John chapter 13, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Let me get there with you. I'm going to look at it in the New King James Version. And I want to look at verse 34. Come on, y'all there? All right, here you go. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Wow. That you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. And he said, and by this we'll know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Father, bless us today as we hear the word of God. I pray even now, God, you pierce our heart in a way that it's never been pierced before. God, your love is more than we can think, imagine, understand, but yet we want to say we have it. God, we say it with our words, but do our actions line up? People look at us and they walk us and they see us day by day. But really, does the love of God show? Your scripture says that they will know us by our love. When will we demonstrate it? When will we live it out? When we live it out. It's a new commandment, but it's an old principle. But God, we love you so much, God, that even the best we can do, the most we can do, may not compare. But God, what we have, we want to share it in you. Help us to go beyond our limits. Stretch us beyond our natural limitations. Help us to go beyond our mindsets and our temperaments, God, and our wills and our emotions. Help us to go beyond all of those things and really deep to see this deep-rooted seed of the love of God. God, few have it and few find it. But God, help us to be the remnant, to know your love, and to demonstrate it not only in what we say, but in what we do. That God, may we give a hand up and forget about the handouts. That may we want to see the passion in the life of others grow and with a smile on their face because God's love showed up. It's only when you show up, God, that things become different. God, we pattern our lives and we go through routines and we set staples in our life that this is the way it's going to be. But God, you know the way because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And the word of God says, no man comes to you except through Jesus. So today we want to enter into the holy place, in a place where we can see you and know you, Lord God. From the youngest of us to the oldest of us, Lord God. May we understand your love in a new way, in a living way. May we see people different. May we see circumstances different. May we see, oh God, all that you've allowed our lives to be because you loved us. It could have been another way. But because of the great love you've had towards us and where you've shed it abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, you've made us who we are. And now we can stand today, preach, teach, live your life because of you. Not because of anything we've done. There's no degree we earned. There's no school we went to. There's no place we went that found your love. It is because you shed it abroad through the Holy Ghost. And today, even now, pierce us in our hearts, God, like never before. So that we would know what love is and how it's characterized. And not just in our words, not just in what we say, but God, that it'd be a practical demonstration that this is the love of God. And God, may it be deep rooted in us, Lord God, like never before. Stamp us like never before, Lord God. Seal us again and again that we might know and demonstrate this love and that it might live through us in all that we do, in all that we say. In the Master's name of Jesus, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory. Because you deserve it, Lord God. Then God, show us your love so that we can live it out and not just be phonies or fakes, God, but be real life examples of the love of God. God, not just situational or family oriented, God, but we're able to love beyond limits, God. Even if I don't even know you, but God loves you and so do I. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Come on, let us have your love, God. And seal it in our hearts in the name of Jesus. We do pray it and we ask it all in Jesus' name that you will watch over this service, that you would have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Can I get a kid volunteer, please? All right, come on up. Come on up. You lift your hand real fast. All right. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, God is good. Come on, sometimes all it takes is a sacrifice in our life. Maybe you sacrifice your time. Maybe you sacrifice your 20. Whatever it is, God can take a little bit. Sometimes we feel like we can't get enough. Or this ain't going to work out for me because I got to hold on to it. But watch what God does in our life. Come on, God is all only thing he's saying is when we give a little, he can give a lot. Come on, it's just a sacrifice of our hearts. Because sharing is caring. When we give the love of God, when we share the love of God, we've demonstrated, hey, there's much more to this life than what anything and anybody else can imagine. Amen? Come on, we went out and shared our faith yesterday. And gave out. I almost cried because we ran out of flyers. Amen. They had to keep back the tears because there's so many people coming. I'm like, they coming. Where I got to talk to them. At least shake my hand. I don't know you, but shake my hand. And it was an outpour of the Holy Spirit because people didn't know us and we didn't know them. But we do know we knew the love of God. And that's all we were there to share. I don't want nothing from you. I'm not asking for you to give me anything. I'm giving you what God's given me. And the scripture says in Acts, he says, freely we give, we get, freely we can give. Until we get that concept in our hearts, then we're not going anywhere, church. We've got to go where God wants us to go so that we can get blessed like that. Amen? Come on, so that God can get the glory. Come on, y'all want to change somebody's life? Do y'all want to change somebody's life? Come on, that's all I want to know. Do you want to change somebody's life? Come on, did we change your life today? Did we change your life today? Come on, he'll never forget this. He'll never forget this day. He might be old, and he'll never forget this day. Come on, and people need that. They need God to show up in their life so that some things can happen so that they never forget that. Come on, I'll never forget that day on Easter when I walked down, gave my heart to Jesus. I'll never forget that. Because of what the Lord had done in my life. Amen. Come on, we have to get to that place and never forget. Come on, never forget what God can do in our lives. Many times it's just a small sacrifice that we make to get a big return of what God can do. Amen. Come on, people preach many services, and they preached. And the last person to come was a man named Billy Graham who said, I'll give my heart. And he became the forerunner and become one of the most renowned preachers that ever lived. But he was the last one to come to an altar call. Amen. Come on, we've got to make a determination that our sharing and what we share and how we share is about God's caring. Amen. Come on, and don't be deterred by anything or anybody. Come on, yesterday we were sharing our faith. Me and my wife were out there with Melvin and Brother Gary. And one of the first guys I walked up to, he was going to his truck. And I was sharing the Lord. He said, I don't believe in God. He said, you can't convince me either. I said, well, wait a minute. I ain't trying to convince you. I just want to share something with you. Just trying to give you this flyer. I'm not trying to beat you down, show you anything. And he said, man, I don't believe you wasting your time. I said, man, I'm coming. I just want to talk to you for a minute. I said, it ain't about me. It's about what God can do in your life. And we were talking. He said, well, you know, I don't believe in anything. When I die, it's all over. I ain't worrying about it. I said, well, there's an afterlife. He said, where's heaven? And we were into this dialogue. He said, well, do you want to go to heaven right now? He said, because I'm about to go get my 45 and send you there. You ready to go? And I said, well, you guys just have to do what you have to do. I preach it all the time. And we're in a Walmart parking lot shopping center, and the man talking about getting this 45 and sending me to heaven right now. I said, well, if I got to go, I got to go right now. Amen. And I guess he thought I was going to be scared to start running or something like that. I'm too old to run. Amen. We got to make a stand right now. I'm going to have to make a stand right now, Reverend B. I guess he didn't like me pursuing him. And after him, the conversation was getting too deep. But God, amen. But God showed up. God showed up. And his ministry showed up. And he said, man, you got to be crazy for running after me, talking about Jesus. I said, no, I ain't crazy. I'm just persistent. That's all. You ain't say no like that. And he said, yeah, my wife is a believer. Go to church every Sunday in every ministry. I said, or the boy somewhere. I said, that's why I'm here. Because you hanging out there. You need to get in there. You need to get in there. Get your head right. And see, sometimes we don't know. And he kept bringing up, if there's a God, why are kids dying? And why are people dying young? And why is this happening? I said, I don't have all the answers for why God does what he do. I don't have all the answers. And he was in a hurt place. He was in a place of hurt because his heart, he had been hurt somewhere. Maybe he lost a child, or maybe somebody in the family had died. He had hurt somewhere, and it turned him from God. Yes. Turned him from believing anything. Yes. Because of all the hurt that had been bandaged in his heart. Yes. Yes. I said, you just got to give that to the Lord.
Amen.
And help God see you through.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I said, that's why we have church. That's why we have people. I'm going to hold your hand, and people are going to hold you, and they're going to pray for you, and we're going to get you to the other side.
Yes.
Because sometimes people get stuck on one side. They can't get to the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
And the goal is to get you to the other side. But you can't get there by yourself in a lonely island. I need you on the other side. And I said, well, I can't beat you down. And I can't make you have the revelation. God has to give it to you. But I pray God bless you. We got to go on. There's other people out here I got to talk to. He said, hold up, hold up. Just because you did that and you came after me, I'm going to be at your church next week.
Come on.
I said, I'll hug my neck when you get there, too.
Yeah.
Talking about you're going to shoot me. You better come over here and hug me at my church. Amen.
Amen.
He said, just because you pursued me, you came after me,
yeah,
I'm going to be at your church this week.
Come on,
I said, I'll be waiting on you, too, right there.
Yeah.
Come on, sometimes we have to be persistent.
Yeah.
We don't know what people are going through. And we don't know who people are. Come on, but sharing is caring. How will I know you love me when you have love one for another? Come on, stop picking and choosing. I love you. I do this. I go the extra mile for you. I do this. I do that. I work for you. I ask for you. When are we going to care about others? Come on, we can share our lives, then we care. Come on, I was literally in tears. Melvin and them had to walk. They had to pull me away because it was literally hundreds of people coming in and out of the Walmart. Jeff and them had the same experience at their grocery store. And Peter and them, they had the same experience. Yeah.
And they wanted to hand her a flyer. And she said, I don't have any money. And they ran back to me. She said, she don't have no money. I said, we don't want money. You go back. So they were persistent. They went back. They ran back down the parking lot, and they gave it to her. And Tell said, do you know Jesus? Praise God. That was such a blessing to me to watch those young girls out there asking people, do you know Jesus? And some of them were receptive, and some of them weren't, but it's okay. We did what God wanted us to do. Amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Sharing. Sharing is caring. Come on, we go beyond ourselves. Come on. The devil tried to keep us from going out and doing the things he's called us to do. But when we love others, we share our lives. Amen. Come on, it might be just going out and sharing flyers and giving tracts out to the community. But nowhere does God want us to be hindered from sharing our love. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, because he says that we demonstrate that we are his disciples when we have love one for another. Amen?
Amen.
A couple of things before we leave. Just want y'all to write these down. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Can I get one of my kids to come up and read for me? Come on up, Taylor. Can you read it for me? All right, somebody got to give her the Bible, give her a scripture. You want me? I'll give it to you. What scripture did I say? Philippians. Taylor, what scripture did I say? Philippians. Come on, you got to talk louder. If you're going to read, I need you to read me loud. You don't hear me up here quiet. I need you to be loud. Can you be loud? All right. Let's go.
Therefore, if the there is any
consolation
in Christ, if any comfort, the love, and if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy,
mm-hmm,
fulfill my joy by being like
minded,
having the same love, beginning for one accord.
Being of one accord.
One accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through
selfish
ambition or conceit. Mm-hmm. But in lowness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. All right. See, the scripture here says if. And I won't tell you how many times. He says, if there's any consolation of love. See, if. See, there's always the question. And all through the text, he's saying, if there's any comfort of love. See, if means what? It's condition. And the condition is on you. He says, if there's any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort in love, if there's any fellowship in the Spirit, if. See, it's conditional. Sometimes it's on you. And that's all God is saying. He's saying it. I don't know how many times he has if in here because he's trying to get it through. He says, if there's any affection or mercy, do you care? Are you concerned about it? Or we just watching the world go by? See, that's why the Philippian writer said if. He kept saying it over and over again. Because the reality is that there's conditions here. And sometimes we don't want to do it. We don't want to show it. We don't want to demonstrate what God has done in our lives. We're watching life go by. We are watching it go by. Come on, and there's so much God said. He says, if there's anything that we can do, he says, fulfill his joy, being like-minded. Come on, not being conceited, not being selfish. Come on, that's what God wants to do. And in the scripture that he says that we forget in verse 4, he says, let each of you look out not only, because we know you got to look out for your stuff, but not only on your own interests, but also in the interests of, come on, sharing is caring. Come on, we can follow the example of Jesus because his love empowers us, number one. Number two, we can follow the love of Christ and his forgiveness because his forgiveness empowers us to forgive others because we have been forgiven, because we have love for others. It empowers us to have love for others and forgive others. Come on, because he's done it for us, I can do it for others. Amen. Come on, sometimes we forget about it, how lowly and messed up we were when God found us. That when we find others, we think they can't be fixed. Oh, let me say that again. We find others and we think they can't be fixed. I thank y'all. Thank God for the amen. Because if God can fix some of y'all, I know he can fix somebody else. I know he can do it. Come on, that's where y'all need to hit him. Won't he do it? Hey, if he can fix me, I know he can fix somebody else. Amen. So we can never look at anybody and shake another person's hand or introduce Jesus to anybody else and think they can't be fixed. Come on, if God can work on us, he can work on others as well. Come on, we got an obligation to make sure we just extend the hand and extend the love of God to others. Amen? Come on, thirdly, because God loves us in Christ, he is patient with us. Therefore, we are empowered to be patient with others. Sometimes God will bring people into your life just like you were. Hey, can I get an amen?
Amen.
He will bring people into your life just like you were. Why? Because if God did it for you, then you know he can do it for them.
Amen.
And he gives you a patience or a strength to work with them. To work with them and help them get to where God wants them to be.
Amen.
Come on, if God is patient, has been patient with you, you can be patient with others.
Yes.
Come on, that gives us a stand or an ability to do it, because look what he did in my life. So I know he can do it in their life.
Yes.
Come on, fourthly, because God loves us in Christ, he is good and kind to us. Listen to this. Therefore, we are empowered to be good and kind to others. It trips me out when people want to be mean to other people when God been good to them. They want to jump the rails on them. They want to get all high, you know, out of sorts with them, and look at how good God has been to you. Amen? Come on, sometimes we just need to get in a place where God can help us get to where he wants us to be. Come on, I know we ain't there all the way. I know sometimes our thinking is off. And I know sometimes and a lot of times our actions are off.
Amen.
But with my hand in God's hands, look how good and kind he's been to me.
Yes.
I know I deserve worse than I've gotten. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, I don't know about you, but when I think about the goodness of God, amen?
Yes.
I just think about how good and kind he's been to me and say, wow. And sometimes we get so unmerciful. Sometimes we are so short string, but yet God has been so good and kind to us. Amen? Come on, sometimes we just need to extend that same kind of mercy and that same kind of love, because sharing is caring. Amen? Come on, it's because of the love of Christ in us. It's not because of any goodness of our own, if anybody haven't told you yet. If nobody's told you yet, it's because of his goodness that we are who we are. Amen? Come on, Paul said, I had a lot of money and then I had no money, but I am who I am because of the grace of God. Amen? Come on, I'll make no bones about who I am or what I used to be, but I know because of the grace of God, I am who I am today. Come on, many times we just need to thank God and get beyond the things that we think and where we are and extend the love of God. If God loved you, and I know he has, and many of us he's brought a long way and he's touched us in a lot of ways. It's because of his goodness, it becomes his mercy that has kept us. And many times we don't see that, and sometimes we take it for granted. But really, God's saying, what I've done to you, do to us. And I can tell you, if each one reach one, we have a different place. We have a different community. We have a different mindset. We have a different lifestyle. We'd have a different church. Come on, somebody. Because each one has reached one. Come on, this is how God expressed his love towards us, through his forgiveness and his patience, through his kindness and his mercy. And that is how we are to express it to others, through our goodness and through our kindness. Come on, don't worry about, oh, are they going to take my kindness for granted and I'm going to have this. That's not God. You find God looking like that, and then I'll show you somebody else God. No, God is patient, long-suffering. Come on, he's gentle towards us, because it could have been another way. Come on, and this is how we demonstrate it to others. See, not only did God make you and redeem you in Jesus Christ, but he also has put you here on earth, here, now, for a purpose. For he's given you and given us the most important job in the world. And some of us are blowing it and acting like it doesn't exist. And you got the best job description you've ever gotten, to share God's love. You ain't got no other assignment. You got nothing else going on for you. And God said, just share what I've given you.
Amen.
And that is the love of God.
Yes.
Come on, nothing wins out. And nothing makes way more than God's love. It's imperative that we share it. Come on, it is demanding in our life that we share that. Because people will not even know unless we share the love of God. And I ain't just talking about shaking a hand and hugging the neck. I'm talking about in practical ways that you know that you know that I love you. Come on, that I love you. Come on, to be the channel that God has called us to and to get this job and to follow it through and demonstrate it to others. We've got to be in a place where we have no hindrances or boundaries that keep us from expressing God's love to this world. Come on, this world is dying. Well, if you haven't looked around and noticed it, it is dying. We can pretend that it's not. And we can think that we're on the other side. But I can tell you right now, people need you and the love that you have or been shown and help get them to the other side. Well, I can tell you right now, so many people are trapped there. Come on, Flo and I played for a lady. She had been serving the Lord. Her house, she's renting a house. See, right here in Clinton. House burned down. She's renting a house. She's there with her two daughters. And she's hurt. She on the other side. Can't serve the Lord no more. She in a bad place, a bad way. It was a divine appointment that we showed up, Brother Montgomery. It was a divine appointment. She already knew the Lord, but she needed a breakthrough. She needed a breakthrough because she was on the other side. Come on, we can go on and on. See, the reason why I'm saying this and all that, because we had an experience. And the reality is, some of y'all shouldn't be quiet because y'all had an experience. You might not have a mic, but you sure got my ear. You got an experience. Come on, and that's all it takes. And then we keep talking about it, and everybody keep talking about their experiences. And yeah, you was at the bank, and yeah, she was behind you, but that's, you know, you was talking to her. She ain't been to church in 6 years. And you introduced her back to the Lord that loved her. Come on, I'm telling you, it made me want to cry to leave because I said, this is it. This is the harvest field. Come on, this is where people need you. They need you. They need to touch your hand. They need to know you're real. They need to know the love of God is real. They need to know that. Melvin been talking to me all week, all night. Talking about, we going back, we going back, we going back. Because he saw how hurt I was when we left it. Yeah, we going back. Going back because hearts need to be there. Amen. People need to be touched. Some people just need to touch your hand and know, yeah, Jesus looked like that too. Well, that was one of the main questions the guy kept asking me. Well, you don't even know what God looked like. I said, yeah, he looked like me. He looked like me. He looked like me. And when he come in you, he looked like you too. You just got to make room for him. Make room. Come on, we got to make sure that we are known and being known in the world for sharing the love of God. Because it is our sharing that lets people know that we really care. Come on, I expect us to see people and touch people we've never touched and saw before. But we got to be willing, not just our young people and our kids that are so easy now drawn, but even adults. Even adults. Well, I don't want us gather next week when we get together. Some of y'all gonna be serving, and many of us will be, but some of y'all, I need y'all touching. I need you touching hearts. I need you grabbing a hand, saying, "Where you from? I don't know you." So we can reinforce it because one sow, another water, and God gives the increase. Ain't never enough love. Amen. We ain't never had enough love. So I just want to encourage the church as we close. I just share your love. Come on, if we've never done it before. And maybe you don't know how. Come on, just keep staying with us. It's real. Don't worry about it. It's real. It's real. Because just the way God gave it to us, we're going to give it to them. Amen.